The sound of jazz will permeate the hallways of Riney Fine Arts Center on the Friends University campus. Lisa Hittle is director of jazz at Friends, instructor of saxophone, and is an alumna of the Stan Kenton Orchestra. Craig Curry directs the jazz vocal ensemble. Hittle says it's another special year for the festival.
Well, we've got a really great lineup of guest artists coming in from New York, Kansas City, Washington, D.C., and that's going to, I think, really make it a lot of fun over two nights of great concerts.
And give us a bit of history in regard to the Jazz Festival.
Well, I started it 21 years ago, and it started very small. I think there were three schools involved and one guest artist, and over the years it's just kind of grown and grown and grown. And last year, for our 20th anniversary, we really went all out and had the Count Basie Orchestra and the New York Voices, and there were over 40 schools represented. So it's just really grown a lot over the years, and it's been really fun to watch that growth.
Talk to us about this year, because you have a guest artist that's coming in.
Kenedra Miller is a wonderful young lady who grew up in Junction City, Kansas, and she is now at Howard University in Washington, D.C. She is the director of their jazz vocal program. Their jazz choir is called Afro Blue, and they have an amazing reputation amongst collegiate jazz vocal groups. Kenedra is a wonderful singer and also a great jazz piano player and really superb educator. So she's coming in to both perform as a soloist and work with some jazz vocal groups, including our jazz vocal group here at Friends.
Now, Craig, you work with jazz vocal training.
Jazz Vocal Ensemble is the group that I direct. We just go with JVE for short. Yeah, our Friday night concert is we're going to be hosting an invitational for several college groups are going to be here, Ottawa University and Hutchinson Community College, and our group will perform as well.
Not only do they learn from, obviously, the guest artist, but you also train. What do you actually do with the students when they come in?
Well, I direct the group, and a lot of times when they arrive at Friends, they may not have had much background singing jazz, so I kind of teach them the techniques, and we also work on scatting and improvisation.
You know, that's one of my favorite things of all time, really. I love hearing that. I mean, there's nothing like it. How do you teach that?
Well, it's kind of a slow process. We do a lot of listening, and we do a lot of transcribing, and we try and just have a safe environment where they can try things out and experiment.
Now, Craig, who's your favorite? I mean, I'm thinking about Sarah Vaughan, or what's her name? Ella Fitzgerald. Tell me, who's your favorite?
Well, those would be my two favorites. My daughter, we named my daughter Ella after Ella Fitzgerald, and her middle name is Vaughan after Sarah Vaughan.
Really, I'm going back to this about how you teach it, because that's almost like, I don't know, you tell me, you know, that's in someone. I don't know how you can really teach someone how to do that.
Yeah, it definitely, there's a whole component of having the feel and having your ears. And I mean, there's developed in education, there's developed some theory as far as chord tones and things you can do. But yeah, a lot of it is just going with the flow of the music.
Saturday at 4 o'clock, Bobby Watson and Horizon, which they're the headliners for that night, will be doing a master class that will be really interesting, and anybody's invited to come to that.
Lisa, what is your favorite part? Now, you started it. You know, the whole jazz festival here, Fritz. What's your favorite part of it?
Wow. I think to get to see all of the kids come and learn from, you know, known educators and guest artists and kind of rub shoulders. And, you know, it's what they learn, and it's also how excited they get and how motivated they get. And that's probably my favorite part.
Yeah!